Good evening and welcome to the Rabbi Yosef Kalter Bitocha Message Series, sponsored by Dr. and Mrs. David and Orly Simai, Lilui Nishmas Eliyahu Chaim Ben Orav Chaim Yitzchok and Oren Ben Moshe, Lilui Nishmas Gitl Bas Horav Eliezer Manoach, and the Refuah Shleimo Le Malia Bas Altasoro, Rivka Rafaela Bas Leo, and Zevarun Ben Sipoiro. Last Shabbos, Parshas Shoftim, we read about the fear that can overtake a person as he's preparing to go out to war, and how the Torah releases him and tells him, Ish hayorei varach alevov, yelech v'yoshev lebeisoy. He should go home. He will fall apart during the milchoma. It will have a negative impact on his fellow soldiers, and so the fear that he has is going to make it almost impossible to maintain the proper attitude and focus and courage in the milchoma. He's sent home, and it's a very interesting comments that we find on the Rishonim, the Meforshim, on this parsha. The Rabbeinu Bechaya mentions something very interesting, and he says that this person did not develop himself in the Madreges HaBitochin to be able to deal with this fear, because he wasn't developed in the Madregas enough, in the Madregas HaBitochon, in the levels of Bitochon, and therefore this fear became paralyzing to him, and therefore he's released, excused from his military service. The question is that we find that there's the opposite of that concept is true. Rabbi Yoyin at the end of the first Perek in Brochus brings a posuk in Mishlei, Beiras Hashem Mivtach Ois. The strength of Bitochon emanates from fear. When a person fears Hashem, he's afraid of something. He's afraid of punishment. He's afraid of his falling short in what he's supposed to do. That's where he develops the strength of Bitochon, because I'm afraid. I don't know what to turn to. Where do I turn when I have this fear? I'm overwhelmed with this fear. So I have to turn to Hashem. Mivtachois. The Marie Croix explains that when the Torah says that Yaakov was afraid of Esav, a year of Yaakov, as Esav was coming with his 400 soldiers, Yaakov was afraid, a year of Yaakov. So Rashi asks, why was he afraid of? He had a haftocha. He was promised Esav wouldn't protect him. Rashi answers, he was afraid maybe he sinned, and therefore the haftocha, the promise, was no longer valid. But yet they ask the question, they say, why couldn't he just have bitochon, even without the promise? And to that, the Marie Cross says that his fear was to engender Bitochon, because he forced himself to be afraid of Yaakov, and through that, then his Bitochon would be real. If he didn't fear Yaakov, then the Bitochon that he has is nothing. He's not aware of any danger. He's impervious to the challenge, to the danger. But if he focuses on the danger, he's afraid Esav is coming, he has moschusim, he did the kibbutz av for so many years, and I'm afraid of him, then that will catapult me into a higher level of bitochon. And we find this in many places. So the question is, what is the Rabbeinu Bechaya saying, that because of the fear, he didn't reach the Madreges HaBitochon to be able to deal with this fear. This fear should have brought him there. What's he saying? What's going on? I think the answer is really very, very, very simple. Fear can be energizing, can be uplifting, can be a great source of inspiration to Bitochon. But it could also be debilitating. It could also be paralyzing. It could also be just destroy the person. And it really depends on the level of bitochon that he has achieved before being confronted with the fear, or with the danger, or with the challenge. If he reached a certain modicum of bitochen, a madrega of bitochen, where he's holding, he's about bitochen, I have bitochen, I'm not 100%, I'm not all the way there, but I have something, then the fear can catapult him, can elevate him, can almost push him to the next level and to the higher and highest levels of bitochen. Because I have fear, so I must have no place else to turn. I certainly turn to Hashem and rely on Hashem. But if, however, he's not on that level of bitochen, then the fear can be paralyzing. Then the fear can be devastating. Then the fear can destroy him because he didn't have a certain level of bitochen in order to be able to step from that into the higher levels, because he had already reached a certain middle ground. And the fear will then take him from that middle ground and elevate him way above it. So it really seems very important that we have to work on the Midas HaBitochen before we're confronted with challenge, before we're confronted with fear, before we're confronted with danger, so that when I'm finally confronted with that fear, with that danger, with that challenge, then I will be able to step upon, use the bitochen that I have as a stepping stone to lead me to respond to the fear, to lead me to ever higher levels of bitochen. But if, on the other hand, I'm not prepared, and when the fear strikes or the danger strikes, and I'm not at a reasonable level of bitochen, then that's going to destroy me altogether. I won't be able to jump instantaneously to higher levels of bitochen unless I was at a level, I was at a stepping stone, unless I was somewhat up that ladder in order to be able to make the final jump. I think that concept is very important, and therefore it's very important to work on the Midas HaBitochen prior to facing challenge. And then when the challenge finally comes, so I can rise to the occasion, rather than if I wasn't on any level of Bitochen, and then the challenge comes, it can devastate me. There's another interesting comment in the Rambam, also about this milchoma, a person who goes out to milchoma, and in the Parsha Shoftim and Isha Yoref Rachalevov, has to be sent back. And the Rambam says that he can't do milchoma with his whole heart, machmas de pachad, because he has fear. Fear of the unknown, fear of the danger, doesn't allow him to access the totality of his heart in order to do the milchoma, in order to do the mitzvah. And what I think that means is as follows. We need to be fully confident in our heart that we can achieve the results. Otherwise, we can't give it our all. Once had a friend who gave me a marshal. He said, if you're running to catch a bus, and you know for sure that if you give it your all, you'll for sure make it. You have the ability to give it your all. But if you think that even if I give it my all, I may not make it, I don't have the ability to give it my all. Any hesitation, any doubt, any fear, any question about whether or not I can accomplish will destroy the ability that I have to accomplish, because my whole heart won't be in it. So we really need this bitochem Hashem to be able to accomplish in the physical world. The accomplishment of milchoma there couldn't take place because of the fact that there was fear, and the fear says, I may not make it. On a purely psychological level, forget even for a moment the religious ramifications, on a purely psychological level, if a person is confident that he can win, he has the winning power. But if he has fear that maybe even after I give it all my all, I give it my all, I will not be able to win, that can devastate all of his chances and capabilities of winning, because he doesn't have that fullness of heart. The fullness of heart means I am 100% sure that if I give it my all, I will make it, and that gives him the ability to give it his all. So I think it's very, very important, both on a psychological level and on a spiritual level, to keep working at all times, even when the tzora doesn't seem to be so imminent, to keep working at all times on the madregas habitochon, on the midas habitochon, on enhancing our bitochon, because when challenge does come, the one who has holding by a certain level of bitochon will have a far greater shot and a much greater ability to be able to rise to the challenge. Whereas if I have to just begin the process when that challenge dawns, then it may very well be that I won't be able to find the strength to be able to begin that process. And therefore, constant work of the Midas HaBitochen is critical for effort, for putting my whole heart, and for survival in every way that's relevant to us. Just to mention again that when a person is overtaken with fear, the Lashon of the Rambam is so beautiful, where he says that the reason we don't say Hallel on Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, because they're days of Yirov Afachat, Umivrach, Umonos Elov. The days of running away from Hashem, because we're so fearful of Hashem. But where do we run? Elov, into His embrace. That's the tzura of a true Baal Bitochon. I could be afraid, I could be worried, but I run further into the embrace of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I take further and further advantage of that fear that He put in me to draw myself closer and closer to Hashem. Hashem should help that we should be able to take advantage of the challenges that we face and bring ourselves closer and closer to Hashem in the Midas HaBitochen.